This is Ms. Mercer, and today is Wednesday, June 9th, 2010, and I'm here with Ms. Cruz's class at Oak Ridge Elementary. And I'm going to start the discussion out by asking, it's been a while since I've read the story, class, so I'm trying to remember what's going on in this story. We don't see the father, Travis's dad, in this story. Can somebody tell me what's going on with Travis's dad? And I'm looking for quiet hands. Okay. And we're going to go over here. And give me your first name.
My name is Yi.
Yi. So can you answer that question?
Yeah.
Okay.
And his dad went on a cattle drive.
Is that like with a truck? Do you think? Are the cattle driving the truck?
No.
But his dad's...
like, going to get...
cattle?
Yeah.
Okay. And so that's why he's not at home.
Yeah.
Do you have a question that you'd like to ask, or would you like to pick the next person to ask a question? Tiny Shandich.
No question.
Okay. Would somebody else like to ask a question, and you will pick them? Who would like to ask a question? Okay, we've got two hands up at least. Three. Who do you pick?
I'll give it to Kiara then.
Okay. Kiara.
I would like to ask, why did the little boy actually go to the bear?
Why did the little boy go to the bear? Okay, and now I'm going to ask two options. You can ask another question about the story, or you can answer Kiara's question. Okay, and Kiara, you get to pick. Sam, are you asking or answering?
Answering.
And the question was?
Why did the boy go to the bear?
Okay.
Wait, the cup?
Yeah, the little cup thingy.
He wanted to grab it so he can, I don't know, so he can play with it, I guess.
Did it look like something to play with?
No. It looked like something to touch.
Yeah. It looked like something he wanted to touch.
Okay. Tanisha, come from under.
Okay, so you pick somebody else.
Oh, I can't ask a question?
You can ask a question, yes. Thank you for reminding me of the rules.
Huh?
So what's your question?
Don't listen to him.
You're over there talking about Legos. Why did Old Yeller bark when Travis was cutting the logs?
Okay. And who would like to answer that question? And Sam? Do you want to pick who's going to answer it? If I'm blocking your view, I apologize.
Oh my gosh, this is crazy. Here.
Oh my god.
Oh, I forgot to say there's a rule. We need to go through other people before we go to. Yeah. So who? Brandon?
No.
Emil. Ma'am. Someone else. You don't have to pick a girl. So, Brandon, do you remember the question, Brandon? What was the question?
Why did Old Yeller bark when Travis was cutting the logs?
Okay.
Old Yeller barked because he knew that Travis's little brother was in trouble. Okay. He knew that the...
And what's that called? What's he doing? He's giving him a...
Signal.
Signal? Okay. Yeah, that's a good word. Anybody else think of some other words? Okay. What would other word be? Yes. He's barking to give him a
sign,
signal. Good.
Warning.
Yeah, sign, a signal, a warning. Did you want to ask a question or do you want
to? Yeah, I'm going to ask a question.
Okay.
Why did Why didn't Old Yeller stop? Why didn't Old Yeller stop fighting the bear after Travis's little brother let go of the baby bear?
So why did he keep fighting the bear even after his little brother let go of the baby bear? Okay, you're going to pick someone who hasn't been called on yet. I see one right across. Oh, thank you.
Wait, no, not me.
Yeah, Yolanda.
Yeah, let's not be rude, okay? Let's make sure we're being polite to everybody. So, Yolanda, do you want to answer that question or ask another one?
Ask another one.
What's the other question? Sit down, please.
Why did they call the dog Old Yeller?
Why they call the dog Old Yeller is her question. And then Brandon's question was, why does Old Yeller keep fighting the mother bear even after who was it?
Travis's little Arliss
lets go of the baby bear. Okay, so we have two questions. I'm going to ask for one of those two to be answered. Yolanda, you get to pick who goes next. It needs to be somebody new.
Emma.
Answer the question and ask a question.
Sure, go ahead.
Why did the... I'm answering Yolanda's.
Yolanda's question. Yolanda, please sit down.
I think they called the... They call the dog Old Yeller because it probably barks whenever there's like a problem or something.
And it's spelled that way, isn't it? And that's a difficult one. How many people agree that it's called Old Yeller because of how it barks? Okay. Okay, and your question?
Why did little Arliss have pocket like insects in his pockets?
So why did little Arliss have insects in his pocket, and why does Old Yeller keep barking at the mother bear even after Arliss lets go of the baby bear? And let's see, we need some new hands up. Oh, we have one right over here. Any others?
I'm answering Emma's. Little Arliss has stuff in his pockets because he catches stuff during the day.
Yeah. He catches it and what?
Keeps it in his pocket.
Okay. Good. Do you have a question or? Is there somebody else you'd like to pick to either ask a question or answer?
I have a question.
And the question is?
When little Arliss had the copperhead snake, why didn't the copperhead snake bite little Arliss?
Why didn't the copperhead snake bite little Arliss? And why is Old Yeller still barking at the mother bear even after little Arliss lets go of the baby bear? And I saw some hands up over here that were new. Name? Do you want to answer a question?
Well, I want to ask a question.
Okay, so you want to ask a question? I'll go ahead and I'll let you do that. Go ahead.
Why did Arliss got chased by the bear?
Why is Arliss getting chased by the bear? Okay, let's see if we have new hands. I see some new hands over here, so can you pick one of them?
I'm not a new hand.
Okay.
Okay.
Why did... I want to answer.
Okay.
The question was, why does Old Yeller keep barking at the mother bear after little Arliss let go of the baby bear?
Yeah.
Old Yeller was yelling at the mother bear to keep the mother bear from going to little Arliss and to protect them from any harm.
All right. Do you want to pick somebody else to either ask a question or answer a question?
Question.
Ask a question?
Yeah.
How does the story relate to going west?
How does the story relate to going west? That's a theme question. And do we have someone new?
Oh. Angela.
Angela? Okay. Angela, how does the story of Old Yeller relate to your theme of going west? Does it answer, is it something about who, what, when, where, or how? What would relate to going west? Which of those?
When?
Yeah, that's part of it, yeah. So is it the time it's taking place?
Yeah.
Yeah. Is there something else that's involved in making it going west? Okay, I'm going to go back to Yolanda. And then I'm going to start asking some questions for people who skipped.
Yes. Probably relates to the story because it's their dad going somewhere in a wagon truck or something.
Yes. Can I ask a class a question? Because is that a give me a silent yes or no, is that a big deal that his dad is not at home?
Yes.
Give me a silent yes or no. Okay. How many of you have had a situation where a parent has to go away to get work? Yeah. So I'm going to ask.
Richard.
Can you share with me just when you were reading the story, did that remind you of your situation?
Yeah.
And was it. Were there feelings that it reminded you of?
Not really.
Not really. What kind of reminded you of your situation?
When his dad wasn't there.
That's all here.
And did you have your hand up?
No.
Okay. Who else had their hand up for that question? So would you like to share,
Brandon? I like to share when my mom had left to go to work. Like every night when my mom would get home from work, she would always have to change out of her clothes and get in out of her nursing clothes and get into her regular clothes and leave to go to school. I didn't see her at all for like only a couple minutes, but I didn't get to really say hi, hug her, nothing.
How did that make you feel?
Sad.
How many people think that Arliss and Travis feel sad about their dad not being there? Okay. And Yolanda, what did you want to share?
When my dad and my stepdad had left to LA for like almost 2 weeks.
Did you miss him? Yeah. So it's kind of an interesting story that way. Okay. I am going.